Previously on the Legion of Renab.
Just bend over and I'll heal you, sonny.
Open the shrine.
Welcome to the Isle of No Holds Barred group of adventurers.
Our dicks are gone.
Yeah. No! I want you to kill a god. There are four shards of ether I need you to gather, which are the key to unlocking the secret of his mortality. Convoluted? Yes. The first shard of ether is in the city to the north. Big place, so it may be hard to find. While on the move, you can communicate with me via this enchanted glass orb. The invisibility wears off, and you spy a fairy dragon.
Your death shall bring you joy to the underdemons. I'll hail the dead lord.
I love me some honey.
Yes, but how much do you love the honey? Tell me.
Now I fucking stab you.
You come across the single tree on the top of the tallest hill in the area.
Burn it down.
You continue into the dirty doppelganger.
Prepare your wands for the next episode of the Legion of Renab.
So, do we agree that I'm unaffected by Medusa?
No, absolutely not.
Well, you don't even know it's a real Medusa. You don't know.
Oh yeah, I wouldn't know.
You're assuming
you haven't interacted.
Can I just fucking buy a room so I can get my dragon breath back?
You're probably gonna need to talk.
Hit up the bar.
I go to the bartender.
The barkeep sees your approach, and his gray, featureless face sort of peels into a smile. As you approach, he basically turns into what he thinks a female version of a dragon face is.
Oh man, this guy's got skills to get tips.
Yeah, but with huge jugs.
Okay. Scales.
Right. Yeah, scale jugs.
Lenny is interesting.
You probably know what your race looks like, and this probably isn't accurate. But you're probably still into it.
I am into it. I still ask for a fucking room, though.
Oh, yeah.
How much is it? It's not even on here.
How much is your room total?
Depends on the quality. I believe...
Shitty.
Shitty is the quality.
Lenny only needs a bed for his man.
I don't know. I think it's like 2 copper for a shitty place.
Sweet. I have 15 of those. So
all right.
Give me some shitty room.
So big-breasted dragon face smiles and says, "How can I help you, sugar?"
I'll take a shitty room.
Shitty room. What shitty room? Come up. Right up the stairs.
Just only 25 schmeckles.
Probably like one GP would pay for schmeckles. All of them.
Yeah. So if you guys all wanted to buy a room, someone with one GP could probably just do it all right now. Yeah.
Who's dropping,
do I have any reason
who's
to?
Dropping that?
I'm not tired.
I'm dropping it.
Well, what time is it right now?
It's evening. It's about 9 p.m.
Oh, okay. So maybe we should sleep.
We don't have to.
I drop it. I'm buying a room. You guys don't crash on my
floor. Fine. Fine. Yeah, I'll crash on Dragonfly.
Yeah! Bros.
I signed to Zhao that me and him are going to take shifts sleeping because we don't trust Dragonfly. All
right. When I whisper to Lenny, I say, "Hey, all right, at 3 o'clock, when everyone's sleeping, we should break into people's rooms and take their shit."
Not our people's.
No, not our people's. Other people's. I assume.
I like the way you think.
That's a great way to get the guards off.
They would never notice.
I didn't hear you.
All right, okay, so
Lenny, you in?
I'm in.
We're in.
All right, so Mazzetto is choosing to sleep.
Well, I slept. No, I sleep a little bit.
Zhao. Doesn't understand what you two are whispering about, so he continues his watchful vigil on his knees at the door.
Well, I'm okay with it.
Yeah. Sibo? What are you doing? Are you sleeping?
I'm chilling in the room copying down that beast spell in my spell book.
All right. Okay. Summon killer bee. Like
what
it.
About his kobolds?
His what?
His kobolds.
They're sleeping.
They do whatever he wants.
If they're slaves.
Take it easy, boys. Yeah. You're going with Lenny Swifthand now.
Right, so, why are we following this guy?
It's 3 o'clock, and Lenny and I sneak out of our room to go steal some shit.
What level is this summon killer bee?
You're looking in the other rooms. Yeah,
we jiggle some doorknobs.
And
So we're ready to break into this fucking room?
Okay, so that basically drains all my cash. Right.
Winston and I, at 3 o'clock, we break into a fucking
room. Well, I'm only trying to do a stealthy
first. Oh, wait, first. He does a stealthy first.
Did you get another doorknob for your collection?
I collect the doorknob.
All right.
This is Sultan's chain of command.
Bob, excuse me, weak people, yep.
They'll be lieutenants eventually. It's like a pyramid scheme. They have to recruit two friends.
Oh my god. I have to make every encounter harder because of this.
Should have planned ahead that how charismatic and friendly I am.
Alright, so, we're out of room.
You're out of
Winston
room.
Winston tries to break in the door.
Sneakily?
Yeah. Like
roll for dexterity.
10. And then, what
am I looking? Sleight of hand.
Sleight of hand.
Well, sleight of hand is for pickpocketing. Maybe you have
stealth?
Proficiency in thieves' tools,
we
too.
He can pickpocket a door.
Yeah,
with that.
What would go on your thieves' tools,
the
though?
Pick a lock.
Yeah, do I need a tool for that?
Not unless he says so.
No, you're fine.
Probably just sleight of hand, though.
All right,
then,
so
that'd be 15.
Or strength if you're trying to crank a door open.
Right, if we kick a door open, the guards will notice.
I prefer not to, so 15 we're looking at.
Okay, the door opens easily. Inside, nothing.
Nothing at all. All
right. No one's here.
How many?
Two empty beds and a desk.
How many doors are we looking at on this hallway?
There are three other doors, one of which appears to have a much better lock than the other ones.
All right, let's hit that one up.
That sounds good. I'll do the same thing.
Is anyone staying in this shitty room besides us?
10, so 15.
We'll find out.
15 again.
You open the second door.
The good lock one?
No.
That's
are you
we're
trying
to
the good
yeah,
lock
we're
one?
To go for the good
lock. Yeah. You succeed to open the good lock door.
Okay, so let's we go. Are you?
How cautious are you being?
Cautious
fuck. I'm stealth. Oh, yeah, stealth plus 7. And, yeah, I'll lead the way.
You carefully creak
definitely.
Open the door, and you see that this room is much better furnished than the last one. In one bed is the innkeeper doppelganger, sleeping. Or maybe not. And the other bed appears to be on the far side of the room with the loot. Hanging against your bed is the bard from earlier.
Dragon face, you want to kill
her? Yeah, let's kill her. Alright, so. Which bard? No, I think we should slit both their throats.
Oh, guys, I don't want to do that.
Silently slit one of their throats.
Probably have to roll stealth and get in the room.
Dragon Pace has a surprisingly high stealth.
Yeah, I have a lot of stealth, so this could probably work. Alright, well, let's just
probably
steal
shift his
let's just steal one shift.
I'm going to try and sneak across the room and steal the loot while Dragon Face stands in the doorway, and if things go wrong, he'll murder everyone.
Yeah,
sweating and breathing heavily.
Alright.
Am I rolling for what? To get across the room, do I need
just
stealth?
Just steal the loot. Just go for it.
Or
that.
Do I just get a? Or do I just like break?
Why do you want the loot?
Why do you want?
You
the loot?
No, Lenny Swift hands.
Yeah, we really want this loot.
DM, what am I rolling for?
You stealth are rolling to sneak across the room. All right, then
so
you're
this
rolling
should be stealth.
Yeah.
That'll be 22. A 22.
All right, so you successfully sneak across the room.
I do like acrobatics and stuff
without bothering
just cartwheels
the doppelganger.
It's impossible.
Boom, 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 boom. All right, and then so I'm at like the chest or whatever the loot.
You're at the loot
chest.
Yeah, what is it? Is it a chest?
No, it's a loot.
It's like the instrument.
Oh, no!
That's why
I misunderstood!
No. What? He said it was
it's
by the bar.
I know, I thought he meant the loot. All right,
well,
treasure.
I'll take that, too.
Does it look valuable?
Yes,
no.
I want to collect one loot.
Absolutely not.
Wait, check their pockets. They might have
do they have, like, pockets or wallets hanging anywhere?
They're doppelgangers. They're pretty much
the doppelganger ends, The bard with the odd complexion don't appear to own anything super valuable.
Let's murder them.
I'm considering taking the loot just to ruin their day.
Just take the loot. Just take it, dude. You already
No, because then they're going to wake up and see me with their loot.
Well, I have two tribes, one free.
So when you charisma shit, bullshit your way out.
I could. I don't want to bother.
Well, why don't we just go to the fucking sleep, go to the brothel.
Sleep, go to the
I'm
going to
steal a hooker or
something.
You.
Nice.
You know, we're I have a cool around. Idea. Let's go to the brothel tomorrow. I leave the room.
Leave the room.
Go for a sneak.
Be sneaky. Whoops. That's not great. That's 11.
11?
You don't want to piss off a doppelganger, but it appears you just have.
Wait, so is he like...
The doppelganger doesn't actually need sleep. So,
he was sitting there watching you.
I murdered the doppelganger.
It was hearing me listen and get to the other side of the room and hear, oh, that kind of loot? That doesn't even make sense. How could I get that messed up in the context of the game?
The doppelganger sits up and gives you a stern look. His face morphs into yours.
Handsome fella.
And
with the hat? Finger guns.
And what?
With the hat?
Oh, with the hat.
Okay, good.
He can morph clothes. And he expects an explanation.
I stab him.
Dragon face?
You are across the room. But you could try.
I run up to Snow.
Dragon face, let me try and talk our way out of this.
Alright, Winston can try to talk. I walk up next to him.
He does not let you.
Stealthily.
If you get close to him, he will hurt you.
Stealthily. All
right. Stealthily walk.
Alright, I try and persuade.
Confused.
What are you doing?
I don't think he can help us out here.
I got 17 to persuade.
I'll wake you up.
What are you saying?
Alright, what are you saying? That's gotta be a convincing ass argument.
I heard the noise. I thought there might be an intruder. I was worried for your safety.
As you're standing in the middle of this doppelganger.
Yeah, you let me into this guild and I'm always just trying to help people.
You look irrational, guy.
The doppelganger rolls your beautiful eyes at you and asks you to leave.
The in or the room?
The room.
All right, we leave the room. There's only one in the first place.
Sibo's like sleeping.
Yeah.
We go to bed.
Okay.
Yeah. Seems like good night. Successful night. And okay. They wake up in the morning, there's just two doors wide open.
Okay.
Kidney's missing.
So
is it morning now?
No. So, during the middle of the night.
I think we should have a lookout.
You already do.
It's Zao.
Oh, right.
Yeah. My man's out.
Smart.
Second mate's out.
Plot point for him. That's genius.
No. Oh. Sorry. Zell was probably going to do that regardless. So.
Yeah, I'm sure.
It's kind of his thing.
Just breathe heavily and watch us sleep.
Yeah. So, in the middle of the night, in Winston's dreams. Lenny's dreams. In Lenny's dreams, he hears a voice calling out to him.
Lenny.
Swift Hands.
Come out to play.
Swift Hands.
Mom, is that you? Oh no! The circus!
What have you done to me, Swift Hands?
That's it.
That could be anyone. You guys grew up so many people a day. Just today, it could be the pirate captain, the pirates, Dragon Face, B-Man, Funny Man.
We're gonna be bros.
You took my hat! I'll kill you!
Lenny doesn't worry about that. Mm-hmm. All right, now it's morning.
So is it morning now?
It's morning.
To the brothel.
Brothel.
Oh, wait. All right, we go to the brothel.
I'm going to the arcane history
museum. Where are you going?
I stay at the inn.
All right, let's go around the
Barry
table.
Andrew.
Dragon
face. I like that. So we go to the inn. We're
people
the
don't work at that place. These people are stuffed all over. Like, it's no big deal.
They're interesting people at the inn.
Yeah, they are. These guys are just like assholes.
Not to me.
They're like, oh, I'm going to bed. Fuck you guys.
Right. So Winston and I are at the inn.
Lenny
and I are at the inn.
Lenny.
So, like a giant dragon and this guy like walk to the inn. All right.
Walk to the brothel. Brothel.
We're in the... All right, we knock on the fucking brothel.
All right. You knock on the door? Why? It's a brothel.
Finally, walk in.
We're sending cookies.
We're trying to sell magazine subscriptions to get us through school.
Jehovah's Witness. All right, so we're inside the brothel now.
Okay.
We go to the brothel checkout desk.
Okay. All right.
Yeah. I'll take one of your finest winches for
14
gold.
Yeah.
And I was. Okay. And I would like to same have a discussion number. With the strongest woman you have in here.
Okay. Well, yeah. Okay. Everyone's for sale.
Okay.
It's a brothel. You want to talk to the strongest? You want to talk to the sexiest, right?
I want to see the lineup first.
Oh gosh.
This is where old listeners stop listening.
Yeah, I
don't. Skip 3 episodes.
I just assumed like we will have that many episodes.
Just assume.
This, right?
Okay, go the sexiest one.
All right. The brothel keep says...
Actually, wait. Is there a... I asked for... I'm into dwarves.
Oh, God.
Oh, my God.
Oh.
Okay.
That's not rocks.
The maiden gives you a sly grin and says, of course we have dwarven women here. What kind of brothel do you take us for, McBrothels?
All right.
So she brings out two dwarven women.
Okay, which is the weakest.
Gosh!
One definitely appears stronger than the other.
Yeah, I take the not strong one.
Okay. Winston, you wanted to talk to the strongest woman before we get into this mess?
I did.
The barkeep turns to you while Chris is eyeing the goods. While Dragonface is eyeing the goods, and she's like, I suppose you'd want to be talking to Guinevere.
Guinevere? Ooh, with a name like that, she better be good at something.
She calls out for Guinevere. Guinevere, darling, someone wants to talk to you. And from behind a curtain...
Oh, the ugliest chick is coming out.
Not about looks.
A full-blooded orc woman.
Barely civilized.
Oh, dude, she's gonna take him, like...
Guinevere, are you happy with your life?
I can take it or leave it.
Have you ever thought about seeing the world, having an adventure?
I got something I want you to see.
You'll never have to sell your body again. In fact...
A pirate!
What if I want to for you, handsome?
We can discuss that later. How would you like to become a pirate?
Guinevere seems uninterested in the concept.
Persuade.
Ooh,
she's probably too stupid to realize what a pirate is.
Guinevere casts charm.
Well,
say
goodbye to your coins.
Wait.
Say goodbye to your coins.
Wait. Is are half elves immune to charm?
I think they have resistance to it.
All right, you got resistance to charm with it.
You have advantage on saving throws against being charmed.
Cool. So that means he gets a second dice roll,
right? Yeah.
All right. Dragonface, you are also in the same situation. You're getting charmed, too.
Wait. I'm charming her first, though.
No.
I need to say something.
You're
right?
Not. No. She's all up on this. She knows exactly
get a
what she's doing.
They have put the system down. They're like, okay, bring the Johns in.
I'm sexually attracted to this door. I'm sexually attracted to this dwarf.
Why would you get charmed, you will?
What?
I'm a fucking dragon.
Yeah, she's charming you. It doesn't matter what you are.
That
you
can
be a squid.
It's like
why are you in my room?
The only way
to
you can
recruit
resist
you
is
to
if
my
you're undead. But I don't think you're undead.
I could try to come in.
Or several planar or something.
I should have brought you to the brothel.
I
should have told you.
Okay, well, roll away then. You guys made a mistake. Alright, you're getting charmed. Alright, roll for not getting.
See, I was going to take this a completely different way. But wait, what? Roll.
If my gold is gone, all right. I'm Dragon Face
gotta
burn
10.
It down.
Yeah, you gotta be 10 plus 5.
What the fuck? Where's the plus 5 coming from?
You'll see. You're getting charmed.
Generous. 5.
Dragon Face is charmed. All right, Lenny.
Say goodbye.
You're getting charmed by this husky orb.
I mean, I have natural resistance.
You have advantage, so you roll 2 and take the highest.
Alright, and do I... What plus do I have?
They all have charm
it's
powers.
It's probably a wisdom 1.
Ooh, so 0.
Bravo.
Is that a wisdom or charisma save on charm?
I think it'd be charisma.
I think
it's my personality coming through.
Just
I can
roll
see
two
wisdom.
And take the highest.
16 is my highest.
Okay, let me roll against you.
Oof,
17.
So we're both charmed.
You're both charmed.
No, I want to see.
It's based off of their spell casting.
Okay, so we got charmed.
Okay, so you are unable to resist the charms.
Oh no.
Of these beautiful women.
Oh no.
I don't want dwarf.
Guinevere!
Guinevere picks Lenny up. Literally lifts him. And coddles him like a child.
Oh, God.
I'm only 5'8".
And brings him towards her bed chambers.
I like where this is going.
But Lenny's charmed, so he's into it.
Krishna cannot do the same thing to Dragonface. So she instead leads his charmed ass towards her bed chambers. Now,
being kind of rapey.
Both y'all.
Andrew, save me.
I don't know you're in this situation.
He's like back eating Cheetos. The bar is like, yeah, man, I love that sports team.
Go Jousters.
Go Jousters. Chris, I'm going to need you to roll an intelligence saving throw.
I am very intelligent.
10.
Plus 13.
Oh, jeez.
Not plus 13. Isn't plus that, 1.
What's 13 mean then?
That's the skill, and the modifiers derived from it.
The one in the circle is what you add.
So then 11. Okay. can you please give me a 6-sided dice count?
1. Yes.
You get sapped of 1 intelligence.
What the fuck?
Oh, that apple is
worthless. Well, yeah, well, I got a fucking apple.
Yeah, so you were saved from the permanent effects of what's happening. Winston, roll an intelligence saving throw.
Oh, God. Nice. Thanks, apple.
They're drugging you. They're melting your brain with the goddamn crack.
With my intelligence, that's 19.
Okay. Winston, you're able to sort of regain some form of sentience. You might realize something's going on here.
A whole lot of orc bazongas.
Do it again.
Oh, man.
Why again?
She's going to let that stage.
Orc because you were charmed, now you're uncharmed.
20.
Yeah.
Okay.
Well, 16 plus 4.
Nat 20. Okay. So.
Not nat.
Yeah. The nat is natural.
I'm sorry. You can feel a sense of dread.
You can feel your pelvis breaking.
Yeah, I've been on one of those
throughout
before.
Your whole body. Guinevere doesn't seem to be moving. But
is she on top?
She looks to be... No. She just led you to her bedchambers and closed the door. So nothing's happening sexually.
So she doesn't want to join my pirate crew?
She does not.
Damn.
So it appears...
I was getting slave high.
It appears that Guinevere's deep in focus, and you're feeling a humongous sense of dread. Winston?
On left row.
Out of the woodworks, and actually, you should perceive this. Roll a perception check.
How come Chris only had to roll once?
Because he's still charmed. It's going to happen again. But you might
8
have the chance to stop it.
With perception is 10.
Okay, so you are able to catch it. You inched by.
You.
Yeah. Something comes out of a hole in the ceiling.
Just leave me out, like,
it appears to be a brain with feet.
Oh, gosh. Oh, what kind of brothel did you go to?
Yeah.
Why did you hook this place up with, like, fucking the House of Horrors?
Because.
You
I knew you guys
a strange
were coming
brothel.
Here.
You deserve all of this.
I'm always trying to save the hooker and give her a life adventure.
I was going to offer her also a life adventure.
But your mistake was going to dragon face.
All right, what
but
happened?
You were charmed.
I have eyeball thing.
Now you're going to be fighting Guinevere and the intellect devourer. No amount of charmisma can save you from this.
I usually just call that beer. I should have brought Bob and Steve. Wingman.
Did Bob and Steve follow you? Are you sure?
Yes. I said that they should have. I didn't think they'd bring them.
Okay.
I let them sleep in. They earned it.
What about Zowl?
Zowl.
You don't have to fight. You can run.
Run!
Well, I guess he wasn't telling.
Run
yeah,
for your
there.
Sweet.
He's probably true. I don't know if he's following either.
Yeah, can I flee?
Yeah.
You could
try. I'm not a fighter.
Yeah, go ahead.
Do I have any distraction tactics?
I do not believe the intellect devourer or Guinevere will fall for such things.
Have you seen Now You See Me? Because James Franco gets away using like magic, and I kind of like do that.
I sort of like use magic though. All right, what sort of magics are we talking here?
Deception, really. Like
okay.
Fake her out. I don't know. Throw my. I always wear a cape, so
look
I can throw a cape, and she looks one way. I'm out the window.
Okay. There's no windows, so you have to use the door though.
You use your acrobatics to do some bullshit.
Yeah, got good acrobatics.
Chris, why is
I was also thinking like
shirt?
Sleight of hand or stealth, but it's hard to be stealthy
right.
if you're looking right
at yeah. no, you. Like throw up something and then try to do like a dive out of the way or something.
And I can't persuade my way out of it.
Nope.
Alright, then I
the well, intellect of valor will
but,
not lose.
Yeah, I guess acrobatics would be running. Okay. And that's my next highest.
Just run.
So yeah, I'm only trying to run.
Alright, do it.
19.
Okay. You successfully wrench the door open as Guinevere yells after you. And the intellect
help
of our
brother out.
Lenny only cares for the money, honey.
The intellect of Guinevere doesn't seem to be moving, but the intellect of ours is definitely chasing after you with its little legs.
Well,
it's like about the size of a rabbit.
Well, Bender's coming after Winston. I feel like I should not be dealing with that.
Don't worry, there's one coming for you too, Sonny.
Why is this so big of a plot?
Because I knew you guys were trying to the brothel, so I wanted
books.
To do something awesome in the brothel. Are you guys looking for them at all?
Yeah, oh, no, we've only been gone like 15 minutes, probably.
I'm talking to the people in the bar.
Okay, back to the bar. So Winston's fleeing. Who are you talking to?
The barkeep.
Alright, the barkeep, as you approach, we're gonna leave that plot on a standstill for a second while we do Andrew's side plot. The barkeep, as you approach, morphs into an attractive dwarven woman.
Nice,
shit
that.
Yeah.
Andrew hits that
and
rolls for 69.
Did you see my picture? With the hat, yeah. With long, luscious braids in her hair. She smiles at you and asks you what you want.
I ask if it's interested in joining a pirate crew.
Your first mate doing a great job.
No, that was almost a fist bump. I could see it. It was so close.
I don't know.
The magic of podcast. Yes, it was a great fist bump.
Probably wouldn't even recorded at this point.
So the no persuasion check can make the barkeep follow you. The barkeep giggles and says, "Oh, I'm sorry, honey. I'm not that interested. I've got a life here, and I have to pay my own way through it. I owe someone I love very much that."
I'm also a doppelganger with no feelings, and I lie all the time.
Sounds just like Dragon.
Maybe Dragon Face is a doppelganger this whole time.
Black twist.
Okay. I leave the barkeep and go to the blindfolded person.
And meanwhile, you
from 5 blocks away through plus like sea traffic.
Ow!
Trying to be a little less dragon.
No, it's going perfect.
The snake-haired woman sort of tilts her head upwards as you join her at the stool. She seems down on the dumps, to say the least. She isn't doing great, but she manages giving you a disdainful. What?
I ask what her issue is.
What's your deal, bitch?
Yeah, that's how I usually start conversations with women. What's your deal?
She gives you a sort of grimace. I don't know, the world. I traded my soul for this beauty, and I can't even see it.
Dang, there's no spell like.
If you're persuasive enough, you can get her to take that blindfold off. You can get turned to stone.
If only you were a persuading person.
Can I use command?
Yeah.
Okay.
I don't see why not.
I cast command on her.
Okay.
I tell her to join the pirate crew.
That command's too complex.
What?
It's way too complex. Join the pirate crew? She doesn't even know who that is.
She'll need
them. Yeah, it's only for like simple commands like pick up
bow. Unchain was fine.
Unchain. Okay. Unlock the door.
I ask if there's anything in particular bothering her.
Are you into pirates?
Help out Dragon Face in a battle.
She tilts her head, wondering why you're so curious. She nods, she thinks on it, and she's like,
I'm 200 years old. I gave my soul away when I was 19. I haven't seen a reflection of myself since I was 18. Every man I've ever loved or ever see turns to stone.
And you say the rock hard thing.
My life kind of sucks right now. So this is why I drink.
Whose doesn't, honey?
Andrew whoops.
I pull Lenny and see if she wants to travel the world to make her feel better.
Well, it didn't work last time, I can tell you.
Roll a persuasion check.
Meanwhile, Winston's right all of the problem. With a giant brain with tentacles
coming out. No, it's a little brain with feet. It's tiny.
Yeah, I want to see a picture.
16.
Ew.
Oh, lots of grains? Wow.
The sour Medusa ponders this for a good maybe 5 minutes. And she's like, fuck it. And she stands up and she holds out her hand and asks you to lead her.
Okay.
The pirate ship?
Yeah, we don't have a pirate ship. There's a slight issue.
We will by the end.
Mark it as it
Luffy
was.
Didn't when he started.
Oh my god.
Okay. I take her hand and I lead her to go look for Lenny and Dragon.
Okay. Yeah.
Thank goodness.
So now you
Tony, where are you at? Are you?
Ask her name, books? Though.
Oh, yeah. Okay. Yeah, I ask what her name is.
Dumbelina.
Okay.
So are we back to the brothel or are we in the library?
We're going to check out what Tony's doing first. I mean, you guys both got your turn. You both got sort of stupefied.
You're going to just, like, come into, like, my segment. Just, like, through the window. Dragon Priest.
No. Dragon Priest's brain's getting eaten right now. Excuse me. All right. What you doing, Tony?
I was going to the mystic thingamabobber, arcane history place.
Okay.
What should happen there? It's a bunch of books.
Yeah, I mean, not really.
You're the nerdiest of nerds. You're a nerd in a D&D game.
Dragon Face is getting, like, raped by a dwarf girl.
No, you're getting mind-bummed. Oh, man. You guys are missing out on this great side quest. You approach the east part of town and pass a few shops. There's a blacksmith, a whitesmith, a silversmith, a goldsmith, a barstux, and another barstux.
Where's the wall?
As you finally get to the western part of town, you notice that things get a lot
weirder.
No, a lot more formal, a lot fancier, a lot more elegant.
Tony style.
The buildings become better built, larger, and a lot of the people seem to be wearing more formal clothes.
Okay.
As you make your way, you follow the signs towards the Arcane Universe, and you find a giant mansion-like building with sprawling pillars, leafy vines growing all over them, and sort of surrounding them infinitely in a spiral.
Okay.
Like, they seem to constantly grow around and around. I like your hat. You see groups of students talking to each other on the large field around the university.
Mm-hmm.
And a big entrance to the building. A large glass door.
Right, I suppose I'd go in.
Okay. As you enter, you bump into a sort of frustrated man.
Mm-hmm.
A human male with a goatee. And disheveled, balding hair.
I feel you.
He bumps into you
what a poor
briefly,
man.
And then looks at you odd. Looks at your general demeanor, and he's like, you're, I know you. What are you? Are you High King Simo?
Oh, yeah, baby. And I, like, cast some sparkles out of my hands.
Simo!
The students here all know you and love you. They've talked about you for years. A lot of your people have been here since the incident.
So there are survivors. I did not know of this. Are they here now?
Indeed. Students of Gnomon Magic are here at this very facility. Perhaps a High King of Magical Prowess can help me out with a certain conundrum I've been working on.
Pass.
Perhaps, under one circumstance,
god.
You will return my people to our homeland so that we may repopulate and rebuild High King Sibo's great empire.
I cannot make them do anything, but...
I can!
You could probably... Yeah, you could probably do convincing argument, persuasion level 2.
Very well. I will do your task.
All right, so the ambassador, or the representative, who's a professor at the university, introduces himself as Representative Nixa. As you walk through the halls. The halls are long and sprawling, but you finally come to a large auditorium-like room with a specific, ornate, and old-looking pedestal.
Mm-hmm.
On the pedestal, surrounded by an orb of magic, appears to be a shard of some type. Green in color. Nixon turns to you and shows you the shard, and he's like, all of our students and professors have been puzzling at this for these several months.
Mm-hmm.
They're not quite sure what this thing is. Have you any idea, High King Sibo?
This is a magical device made by my people, only activatable by a High King such as myself. I should probably confiscate this and study it,
can
and
you then I can write up a report. Can you continue speaking in your Sibo voice? I feel like I'm Sibo, losing immersion.
Yeah.
Sibo really must study this, because... Sibo really must study this for your... untrained yet sharp minds just simply cannot understand this type of magic. I can write you a full write-up and I will provide it for your library, but I must really study it for, say, a while.
Roll a persuasion check.
That sounded convincing.
Yeah. I got a 22.
Oh, wow.
He did.
Sparkles.
Sibo!
It's just like a genie-like thing, like Sibo spilled in sparks above your head. Ambassador Nixa guffaws. He's like, if only we had known we had such a valuable artifact in our hands, and we had no idea how to use it. Not even your gnome students have ever seen it before.
They are lowly students of mine, they will come to prominence in their time.
Well, the ambassador approaches the magical bubble,
mm-hmm.
pokes it,
melts instantly.
Yeah, the bubble's gone, and he holds the green crystal substance in his hands, but it floats above his hands,
like, mm-hmm.
and he graciously hands it to you.
Swoop it up.
Oh, thanks. Where are you gonna put that shit?
Is that one of the three things we needed?
Fuck it. Maybe. We don't even know at this point. You're the one with the crystal ball, but you're getting mind-eaten.
Frog thing out, man!
I'll put it in my backpack.
Okay.
The crystal ball.
And a crystal doorknob.
Or are you going to stick around and talk to your gnome friends?
Let's see. Yeah. Direct me to my gnomon brethren.
Of course, sir. All right, now we're going back to Chris and his brain team. Back to the brothel. Get it to the Greek.
Back to the brothel, too. Big booty, dude.
So what's going on in the brothel?
Back to the hood. All right, so I need you to roll another intelligence check.
Damn, Rich.
Yeah.
Can you stop rolling?
No.
This is harder than any combat we've done.
Yeah,
anything
it is.
So far.
But you walked in the place with the...
Yes, it was a trap.
Yeah.
It's a trap.
Without your entire team, well, without two of your teammates.
I'm sorry, are you forgetting the Swift Hand crew?
Yeah, but... He's the first member
also on there.
So are the five of my teammates.
All right. Well, that's not good.
Six.
The main one?
Yeah. Okay.
Run.
I'm glad you were. A fan.
You lose two intelligence.
I'm glad
you were a fan of this. You lose two intelligence.
When I did that, I'm like, I don't know. I bet Andrew will hate this.
Keep a mark of your original intelligence, though, so that when you get it restored, you'll be able to remember what it was.
If you ever get it restored.
Okay. So now what?
minutes. A target is stunned until it regains at least 1 point of intelligence.
I used to call my girlfriend's butt the intelligence eater because when I saw it, I just went, ooh.
How could I regain?
All right, we're working on it. Let's talk to Lenny right now.
Wait, we're working about, that's it? That's my turn?
Yeah, you're all still
right, trying. So... what's the situation?
Oh my God, you need to roll a high enough intelligence.
You're running like out the door.
Yeah. What's the situation in his room? He's what? Well, he got back, or like the hooker has her back to the door. Then the brain thing is what, like raying him?
Yeah, it's lasering. Stealing his brain. Shit. What is this? You're rolling bad rolls. It's not my fault.
You're having me roll a lot though. I had to roll 3 just to get out of the room.
Yeah.
That's nuts. It's a tiny room.
You can do an encounter. If you want, but then you'd have to fight Guinevere and a brain thing.
I don't want to do that.
No, you don't.
All right. So okay. I'm running down the hall now.
Okay, you're running through the hall, and are you heading towards the entrance of the building?
Head towards Chris's room.
I try and find Dragon Face.
Yeah!
All right.
No.
Fuck.
I realize I'm not that strong. I need to find my men and come back. I'm okay. Sorry, Dragon Face.
Oh, God.
Withstand it.
Like a zero.
I need to bring back my boys.
Is this a permanent drain or is it temporary?
I think if you can kill the intellect devourer that stole your intelligence,
you
can.
All right, well, that's my new goal.
You have to get it restored by, like, a cleric or something.
Okay. Andrew's a cleric.
Oh, like a higher level cleric. Better
get
like
on
a
my
third level or higher level. It also, I think, comes back at a point of, like, 1 per long rest or something like that.
Oh.
All right, so do I make it to the door? Try. How far is this?
As you get to the door, a line of
hookers
stops you. They seem to be impossible.
So do you guys want to join a pirate crew? This is like that Pokemon episode where Ash caught 30 Tauruses, except I'm way higher, 30 hookers.
So it seems to be 6 or so hookers, but they don't seem to be doing much. They seem to be all they're all being sort of puppeteered, but you can't see the source of this puppeteering. So as you get to the door, the hookers put their hands up and say stop. As they do that, behind them a large knock comes from the door. The door's locked.
Oh, door's locked.
Then another one. And then a third one. And then the door is broken in by a very angry Japanese man.
No!
And he says, Tabagato o tabumasu! And you can't understand him because he's Japanese.
I said, eat shit. Eat shit and
die. Alright, I make eye contact with my boy Zao.
All right.
And I give him one of these, which is slitting the throat to the hookers.
Okay. All right.
And I pull out my...
Zao is a level 0.5.
What? Wait, he was such a badass on the road.
He's still a higher level. Don't worry.
And I pull out my... like a short sword?
I'd be happy to help, except I'm...
I know, I'm going to come back. This was obviously not planned.
Yeah. We was running for help. Help came. okay.
Actually, how can I convince Zao to go upstairs and help me get Dragon Face? Is the hookers between me and him?
The hookers are between you and him. So he's probably going to need to cut down like at least 12 hookers.
Yeah, so I'm going to go Zao and then point upstairs.
Okay.
And then dash back upstairs.
Tony, you want to do me a favor and rolling for Zao?
These are just some pretty girls, and we got Zao,
yeah,
who's an awesome samurai.
I assume Zao can just cut them to pieces.
Yeah, he's Zao!
Yeah, okay. Well, they are...
You want me to use a sheet?
Yep.
Or do you want...
There you go.
Okay. Let her rip.
You got,
yeah.
He's a martial type
sheet. Yep.
All right, so these people are going to be rolled as commoners. Winston, are you attacking the hookers with Zao, or are you going to look for Dragon Face?
Zao is going to try and cut through them to get upstairs and follow me.
All right, but are you helping him?
Yeah, I'll help him.
Okay.
How many are there?
Okay, there are 12 or so hookers.
or so.
They will die.
They will. You have to scream Japanese things.
Unfortunately, my faux Japanese is so bad, and it's not going to happen.
Yeah. Alright, so we're doing this.
Omayu mo shinden.
Alright.
Thank you. Why isn't Andrew doing this?
Come on. I can give him the atatas.
Konnichiwa. Pokemon.
Alright, so.
Or the Wololos.
Wololol. Alright. So, roll for initiative, yeah. Zao and Lenny.
Fucking Zao is a sack of shit. You rolled a 10.
Face.
So he got 11.
I got an 18 and... Oh, jeez.
You got 18, right?
Yeah, I got 21 with initiative. Yeah.
Okay. Alright, you got 18.
So a bunch of hookers getting murdered. A
bunch of hookers getting murdered. Okay, let's pop some pogs. Zao shall be represented by Dragonface today.
I'd be happy to help.
But your brain's getting drained, son. Life ain't fair. Alright, so Zao is behind all these hookers. There we go.
All those hookers.
Remember when I killed, like,
he, like here?
A bee hunter?
Yeah.
Or a beekeeper, and, like...
Yeah, like...
A tree, I think?
You killed Nick Cage.
Where's
yeah.
Or,
yeah.
You Nick killed me, I'm beautiful.
So prepare for Ghost
yeah,
Rider.
And that pretty annoying dragon thing.
Yeah, that guy was a... He was gonna sacrifice you to the dead god.
Okay.
Right, so dead
I think Winston acts first.
Winston goes first.
Alright, and I get a sneak attack. Is that something?
Sure!
So long as you have advantage on a roll. If you are within 5 feet of me, I think you automatically get sneak attacks every turn. Something like that.
Also, don't forget you have goddamn honey if they get dicey.
Yeah. So.
3 plus my short sword. That's an 8.
5?
Mm-hmm.
So you got an 8 total?
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
8 is compared to their AC. What's the AC of a commoner? Probably 10?
I'm using cultists, actually.
Oh, okay.
So they're 12.
What the heck? These are fancy hookers.
I didn't know I was hiring escorts.
Why
would it came here? I don't
why
know.
These hookers so good?
I should have just left Dragon Face.
They're not.
they're like brain dead hookers controlled by whatever brain monsters.
Yeah. Don't read too much into it.
Also, where are Bob and Steve in all of this?
Bob and Steve are probably still back home sleeping.
Damn it.
Zao was
this
like,
is why Zao's getting that promotion.
Zao had his virtue kicking his
I'm
like,
oh, no.
Thank you. I hope you arrive soon.
Okay.
I'm going to die in this problem.
So Winston misses.
All right. Winston, please roll a constitution throw.
Base 13. Yes. Thank you. 13.
Okay, I think that's high enough. Winston screams like a little girl. But Andrew, roll for perception.
Your captain needs you, Miss Hero!
Okay. I don't have a character sheet for Dumbledore.
17.
Okay, you hear Winston. So you're a turn away from helping out.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. Thank goodness.
Yeah. Dragon face.
With our new Medusa.
Should I roll?
Roll.
Please be something that shitty.
18? Oh, he's smart enough. Dragon face is like, oh, damn time. Alright, so you have this dwarven woman.
I'm gonna fucking kill her.
Go for perception. See if you can get it. Oh, no. Okay, so the Mind Flayer gets a surprise attack on you.
Mind Flayer.
Not the Mind Flayer, sorry, the Intellect of a different thing.
I was gonna say, we are all dead.
Really okay, so not that I'm fighting his fucking brain?
You're fighting a brain, but the brain got a surprise attack on you because it came through the ceiling. You want to fight a unicorn?
I'd much rather fight a unicorn.
I don't know. I think a unicorn might mess you up more than this brain thing. It's only a challenge 2.
Yeah, but I gotta fight this.
You thing. Got 2 tridents.
I do have 2 tridents.
That's way less challenge than whatever.
So
can't you get out of that stupid brain thing?
He's out of it. He just needs to fight.
So now I gotta kill his brain, and then go down help you kill your brain.
It's a surprise attack.
No, where's my brain? Just left in the
room. No, it's still chasing you. It should be behind you.
Just fucking hanging out.
That's not good.
No.
I should have just acrobated over them and just...
That's a lot.
Come on, dragon face! Sal, come on!
Oh, no.
Yeah.
Okay.
Let's see if we
can...
See if we can't get you guys out of this somehow.
Your captain loves you, Sal! We'll never forget you, dragon face!
Zal can probably take all of them.
Just burn the brothel down, Chris.
He's level 3. He's
okay.
Start a fire in the city.
Within 24 hours, was it Wreckville?
Wrecksville.
Wrecksville has completely burned to the ground.
All because of a brothel trip.
That brothel was evil. That place deserved to burn.
Stop eating my coat.
Alright, Clark, wait, I'm fighting this dude or what?
Yeah. Okay, so he's gonna roll an attack. What's your AC?
I don't know what that means.
Armor class, it's on your sheet.
Why would you assume I knew that?
Because it's on your sheet.
Alright, so they already tried Devour Intellect on you, but now it's attacking you. Alright.
If you want to write first mate, Mr.
That's a 6.
Yeah.
Intellect devours little claw thingies go at you, but you were able to withstand the blow of its little claws.
Sweet. I'm going to try fucking tear this thing apart. Can I burn the bar?
My Zora.
Go crew. You can start a fire.
Wait, how quickly would that burn the shit down?
Not that quickly.
Burn the brain that's in front of you.
Yeah, let's breathe fire on this bitch.
Okay. Where's breathe fire?
It's on his. Yeah, how potent is this fire?
You don't gotta be smart to burn shit.
Right hand side, it's in that column. Gold breath weapon.
It's got 10.
10 defense?
That beats 8, though.
On fire, not on my dual wielding.
No.
Why don't you set your tridents on fire?
You don't roll.
Okay, so now I'm gonna...
But it resists your fire. It probably will not resist getting poked twice with tridents.
Well, you will see.
All right, so I roll this thing twice?
Roll that thing twice.
Yeah, buddy. 18.
Oh, yeah. My favorite number.
And 5.
Plus, like, 6. So that's still an 11.
11 and 24.
Is that legal?
Yeah, he's got dual wielding. He's got the dual-wielding fighting style.
Can Dragon Face get nunchucks?
The nunchuck tries?
You skewer this brain. But you still have an angry dwarf to deal with.
Oh, let's fucking kill her too.
Well, she's got an attack since you just took a turn.
Alright.
So
that's not damage. That was roll to hit.
Oh, no, now you need to roll the damage.
Roll 2d6.
He was stabbed earlier.
Assuming both of those hit.
6 and 1.
So right, 7
six
plus...
6 plus 6 is 12. 7. You barely scoot by, but you're able to kill a thing one blow.
Yeah.
Alright, so you have bad. This... You skewered this brain.
It's not my fucking try.
I'm gonna try to
do it. Yeah. I did this.
But the dwarf behind you is none too pleased...
Is she like way tougher than this brand where it's gonna go?
No,
he's the secret boss. Are you happy you went to the nerd school, Tony?
Yeah. I haven't even had to waste. I just talked. I roleplayed my way into getting the goddamn.
Alright, the dwarf.
How come you have more experience than me?
Because I.
The dwarf takes out a dagger under the table. Tries to stab at you.
Okay. That ain't gonna work.
But your mighty naked torso deflects the blow.
I turn around. I'm like, bitch, please.
Alright, let's get.
Bitch, say what?
Let's finish this encounter.
Okay.
Chris, go ahead and roll again.
Kill her, Can I threaten her before she dies?
You can, but I don't think she's in any state to understand what you're saying.
She's probably like glazed over and zombified
from
the brain.
14.
Plus 6 is 20.
Alright, well, she has armor of 12, so please roll for attack.
Just
the d20?
Do the damage for the first one first. Just 1.
3
plus 4 is 7. The first blow.
Alright, the dwarf is still standing.
So now roll your second attack.
Second this one or second this one?
Second that one.
20.
That's a natural 20, which means you critical hit and you deal, you roll twice the dice. So roll 2d6 and
I'll take care of this bitch right now.
You, like, are gonna obliterate the shit out of her. Yeah, 10 more damage.
Alright, so you skewer the pretty dwarf woman right in her torso.
Oh, gosh.
We done with that.
Thanks to your nat 20.
It's like Grand Theft Auto. Just
you don't need to save
this
anymore.
This is gonna make the local news for sure.
Even though you had no idea what was going on, you skewer her in the face.
Okay.
As I would. And one of those brain things, the intellect of ours, sort of starts seeping out of her forehead, but it's dead. So you killed that one too.
Good.
Yeah.
Do I get my intelligence back now?
No.
Damn it.
You're still minus 2 intelligence.
Can I jump over the fucking balcony and help Winston out?
You can exit out the door.
Well, no, but I assume that there's a lot, like, you walk up the stairs of the horror room. I want that to be a thing. So I can jump over this fucking balcony.
Are you using a plot point?
Yes.
Okay. Suddenly, the brothel is two stories, and you somehow find yourself on the second floor. And so...
jump that banister.
Heroically, you jump from the second floor and onto the first floor. Roll for dexterity.
Gangsta.
Acrobatics.
Two. You fumble. You almost break an ankle.
He takes full damage. How high up was the thing?
Not very. That's my plot.
Like, in tens of feet, how many?
Probably 1.5.
So, like, I think that's 1d6 worth of damage.
All right, let me roll that for you. That's 5.
Holy fuck.
Yeah, you basically fall and your, like, legs bow out and you're like, oh!
So that was some heroic actions you did there.
I have 5 health.
As you go stumbling, pants still unzipped.
Do you have any goddamn money? Don't forget that.
I'm gonna drink that now.
Just make it
that
2
honey.
Points
so,
of damage.
Yeah.
Okay.
No, it'd be...
The honey heals 4... Oh, 1 point.
Yeah, 1 point. Back to my ass one. Alright.
Alright.
So now I'm ready to fight again.
As you struggle to get up, you notice that
sticky
the intellect devourer that was chasing Winston is now face to face with
you. I gotta fucking fight this thing too now. Right.
You gotta fight so many hookers though.
Alright, so he's over here fighting. Alright, so this is 2. This is
Zao.
I don't wanna. This is Zao now. And I'm over here fucking fighting Brain Guy.
Out front.
Okay. There. That's what's happening now.
Someday you'll get there with your Medusa friend.
Oh man, shit's going
I got
down.
A girlfriend!
She's crazy hot, by the way, but you can't see her face. Like, Medusas give up all of their... I'm sure you know this already.
It's like the opposite of girls on Tinder.
Yeah.
You can see their face.
For the uninitiated audience, Medusas give up all of their... like, basically, they give up their soul for vanity. So, people who do that get turned into Medusas. So, they can't look at themselves in the mirror. Other people look at them, get turned to stone. And they also have snakes for hair, which are venomous. So, you don't want to get near those.
So, yeah. All right. So, we gonna fucking kill these things or what?
We're working on it. Your turn's over, though.
Yep. Up to Andrew now, right?
Probably Zao's.
Yeah. Zao needs to attack.
I'm probably going to signal him to leave.
We might as well run now, actually. We fucking kill all these
people. Yeah.
We're all free from the
They'll charge. Chase you.
I don't care.
So are you
I can
just abandon ship?
I'm coming in next turn anyway.
Oh, yeah.
I think so. I don't think there's a way that we can kill all these hookers. Okay. I thought about doing a perception check because it
windows.
Says they're being mind controlled, right?
Yeah, so if I kill this other one...
Run.
If
run.
Do you want to roll the perception check?
Run.
Is there any downside?
No.
Right. Never mind. 1.
So I kill this brain. Word. Are they all free?
Yeah, so
they're all without a brain.
So yes.
So they won't attack us.
That sounds
you
right.
You would
to
not
me.
Be able to get to the brain people because the
I'm
brain people are
the
in their skulls.
I'm next to the brain dude.
Oh, I didn't know.
Oh, I thought the one I was fighting was controlling it.
You already killed that.
Controlling all of them. I have the new one. I have just 2.
Okay, the one that was chasing me.
Yeah.
So maybe a retreat's a good idea. I don't know.
All right, I signal Zao and run, and
we
I
all
use...
fucking book it.
Yeah.
Crash out the windows.
Andrew's like outside. What?
Hey guys, are you? Whoa! All right. So
run, fuck,
yeah, what
run.
What do I need? My acrobatics.
I'm gonna have to come up with a good name for that Medusa now.
So, what am I doing? Acrobatics?
Acrobatics. Run the shit away.
24. Beep. Beep. I do some kick-ass beep. Arrow parkour.
Yeah, okay, so you're running towards a hooker, and she's like, oh, I'm trying to stop you, and then you jump on her head and kick off her to jump over, and then you grab Zao by his armor, and then you book it.
Yeah.
Leaving Chris by himself.
Fuck.
Chris, just go through one of the walls.
Yeah.
Kool-Aid man.
Is there any other doors out of this fucking place?
No, there's no windows, only one door.
I run up that door.
Run for acrobatics.
Through them. They're a bunch of skinny women.
Yeah, I'll just run through them.
You gotta roll, though.
Okay, how much do I need?
Chris, burn it down on the way out.
I can't, because I already used my fire on that one.
Oh, I missed. I'm sorry.
Yeah, yeah, he also was bad. He missed. Go ahead, Chris.
What you have the that tinder yeah, box to set torches as you go.
That's 17.
Oh,
I would say so. Chris
or athletics.
18.
I'd probably go with athletics since you're just trying to shove him out of the way.
Chris plows through the hooker wall like a linebacker
and runs out the door. And I light a match on my torch, light the building on fire on my way out.
So you guys all run into Mizzetto outside.
Yeah. Mizzetto, run!
Mizzetto,
and
run!
Five town guards that are like, what the fuck?
What do you think of this situation?
What the fuck's going on?
Yeah. Are you guys gonna clue in Mizzetto what's happening?
Fuck,
or you
no.
just run?
Hookers, brain things! Go, go, go!
Okay.
Mizzetto, what do you think?
Take the Medusa and run with them.
That's a good first mate. Doesn't ask questions.
All right,
are
so
any games in the city anymore?
Oh, so much.
Like that shard that I got single-handed.
Yeah. High charisma Lord Simo over here.
But we had an adventure.
I got a new priceless companion.
Yeah.
Dude, I had this also girl. Saved my race from extinction.
Not
but
all
details.
Not all the gnomes were
enough
dead.
To repopulate.
I
want to
find a way to kill those gnomes.
So I wrote this huge situation you guys could have done, but he just passed the charisma check like that. So
what was the situation?
No, it was like a heist thing.
I kind of zoned out during his conversation because he was doing the squeaky voice. I couldn't follow it, so I missed all
I love
the plot.
The squeaky voice, though.
Yeah. So he got the thing.
So that was a shard for the city, right?
Yeah, that was a shard for
so
the city.
Give a shit on the
we
city
have
anymore,
no
right?
clue where the other shards are, though.
Yeah.
Do we get experience for this, by the way?
Let's ask Medusa. Yeah, we should get a lot of experience while
okay.
that fighting.
Yeah. No, you killed...
We killed a hooker, we
killed
a brain thing, and we ran away.
Yeah. That's a lot of
you killed
things.
Two hookers, two brain things. All right, let me do the math here.
Zero.
Wow, okay. Jeez, you're going to level up, guys.
Yeah.
Do you have Zao's thing?
And Zao, he levels up too.
Oh. Zao probably doesn't level up.
Zao can level up.
I think Zao's the strongest one of us.
He almost died.
So a lot of the time,
some
I basically
samurai
just,
joke, I would watch TV
I do
shows
leveling
based
very
off these characters.
Informally.
This
is like a 3-episode arc.
the hooker. The
well,
evil
let's
brothel.
Consider that like 90% of this will probably be cut out. It's going to be like, I go to the brothel. Let's run away, okay?
No, wait. They're going to cut off your boring parts.
No, that's exactly...
The
yeah.
important... plot item part.
Yeah.
Well, we got that now. Back to the brothel. Holy right. fuck, there's a brain.
All right, are you guys gonna tell anyone about what you just saw?
Well, are we... did we level up? Are we safe?
You got 90
workers?
Experience per person.
90? My kid's more than double.
What's 90 plus 75?
165. Yeah.
Nice, Andrew.
So we level up, or
I think it's at every 100, right? Or no, the first one's 100, though. Isn't it?
Okay, cool. We leveled up. We level 2 now, bitches.
All right.
Okay.
We reach level 2 at 300 experience.
Sorry.
I was going to give Tony.
So what do you want to set our XP to?
What do you mean?
Well, you don't
you
get
can,
any.
You get shit.
For completing the quest?
No, I guess nothing.
Quest?
Did you fight 10 hookers?
All right, so that's true. Okay, everyone level up. Go ahead. Tony successfully found the shard.
Yeah, what did Andrew do?
Andrew,
I recruited a Medusa.
Andrew's not a Medusa. That's a pretty big deal to me.
So what, we just add it to 300?
Yeah, just set it to 300.
Unfortunately, Andrew's her seeing eye dwarf because she's not going to take that thing off.
Blindy.
Wait, so
how about we call her Blindy?
So I would be 165 again, just
I want to change her name.
So I'd be 165 again, just level 2?
No, just write 300 experience.
Write 300, write 2, and then we'll do the actual mechanical shit later.
Yep. Alright, that might be a good place to wrap it up.
Yeah.
Alright, so we successfully found the ether shard. Apparently, Sibo knew what that was.
Well, he said shards. Find 4 goddamn shards. And I was like, okay, let's go find the goddamn shards. That's a shard, and I took it.
I mean, it's not wrong.
I broke a window, I found this shard.
The window was called the fourth wall. Ask Clark where it was.
No, the shrine told us that there was 4 shards. So you take whatever shard you see.
I missed all of this.
Where were you? Where
I don't know. I was too busy trying to count. I was too busy too being big. Like, yeah, I'm a pirate.
So are we continuing this next
and
time?
And Mazzetta learned how to love. Do we have to?
I want to continue this next week so bad. I want to continue tomorrow.
I really want to continue it.
Yeah, I'm game. Are you viewers? Are you?
Thank you for tuning in to the Legion of Renab. If you've got something to say, hit up our squawk box at legionofrenob@gmail.com. And of course, tune in next Tuesday for more Metamagical Merriment.